Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And I want to welcome into studio now Fiona Nolan from Northside Enterprise Centre and Michelle Carroll, who is a local entrepreneur with your company is feelslim.ie. Is that correct?
That's it, John. Yeah, thank you.
We're going to talk about health more or less this morning. But Fiona, tell us, how did the Northside Enterprise Centre get involved with all this?
Morning, John, and good morning to your listeners as well. It's good to be back on air. Happy New Year to everybody out there and to yourself as well, John, of course. Well, as you know, my interest outside of work, I do actually have interests outside of work, John, is health and fitness. And you know that over the last 12 to 18 months, I've had a problem with my back in the past, so started going to the gym, and got to a point where it looked like I might be able to run. And as you now know, I'm running up to running half marathons, which for me, never thought a year ago I'd be able to do. And the key to that is not only looking after your fitness and your overall well-being, it's also about looking at your dietary intake and your supplement and nutritional value of what you're actually taking in. So the whole lot works together. So it's not just about looking leaner or slimmer, it's also about making you feel good from the inside out. And the rest will follow.
Hopefully.
So, yeah. So I've been harping on for a long time with the people that I work with in Northside Enterprise Centre to try to get them on to some sort of a healthier lifestyle. And I've been meeting a lot of resistance, but never one to be knocked back for too long. I kept on chipping away. And in 2016, they're all gung-ho now for a new focus, and they're all looking at getting fitter and healthier, and perhaps the added value of looking leaner coming into springtime/summertime. So I suppose I caught them at a good time.
Yeah, you don't take kindly to resistance.
No, I don't like refusal, you know, so I just kept on chipping away. But I think as well that for me, it's about health and it's about improving people's diet and nutrition, because in that way, then people won't get sick as often. You know, a lot of my colleagues tend to smoke, so chest infections, colds and flus, from standing outside, you know, the smoking areas, it doesn't help. But also when they are smokers, for example, they do tend to come down very hard on chest infections and whatever. So it's to try to, I might get them to give up the smokes, but I certainly would try and work with them on the fitness and the dietary end of it.
There is a no smoking program around there as well, isn't there?
That's with Northside Partnership.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that's, I don't want to say too much, but that's my next strategy. But if they find out I'm going to be introducing that in a sneaky way, I will meet resistance, so they won't appreciate that. So I have to kind of go at it very slowly. But they're a great bunch, and we've 7 signed up out of the 9 staff, which is amazing. 8 then including myself, and as a supporter, and I'm going to be doing everything with them. So I thought to myself, how am I going to do this? How am I going to encourage people to come on board with me and come on this journey? It's only for the initial 6 weeks. We're calling it phase one, John. And then I, out of the blue, one day bumped into an old client of mine, Michelle. The lovely Michelle here, who has her own company now called feelslim.ie. And Michelle is what I call one of my stars. She's originally from Belcamp, and her family are still in the area. And she's done really, really well through perseverance and hard work over the years. And I'm going to let Michelle talk now, because she's the hook and the anchor in which I've now got everybody signed up to come on this mission that I have to get people a little bit healthier and fitter.
And before we go straight into the dragging people in to get them fit, tell us a little bit about yourself, Michelle. I think you mentioned the CE scheme.
Started out, I'm from Belcamp. I went to school in Darndale. My family moved on to Clare Hall. And at a very early age, I took an interest in personal development and well-being. Started out on a CE scheme, and that kind of led me into the personal development courses and positive thinking and stuff like that. And I always kind of decided when I was younger that by the time I hit 40, I was calling it Fab at 40, but we're gone beyond that now, that I'd like to work in the area of health and well-being.
Hey, so are you saying you're 40?
41 now, there, and a few days counting over the odds. And feeling the better of it, I must say.
You don't look 40.
Thank you very much.
Whatever you're doing is working.
I dedicate myself to exquisite self-care at the best of times, and it's all about healthy, active lifestyle and a bit of balance and fun along the way. So we designed a Feel Slim plan. I've taken an interest in the weight loss industry for years because Believe it or not, I used to be 4 stone heavier and felt miserable. And with the Feel Slim plan, we encourage healthy, active lifestyle, minding yourself, taking care of the health and well-being from the head to the toes, the heart, the hips. And with this plan Fiona's going to launch, we're going to try get the community. So yes, I'm a local person dedicated to making a few bob, paying the bills and feeling happy and healthy.
And was the Enterprise Centre help to you along the way?
It was actually the Northside Partnership, yeah. And we're talking 20 years ago, and has helped my family along the way. So from CE schemes right through to cross-border programmes, that's where I initially got my early adult education.
We'll talk about this now, feelslim.ie, your company.
Feelslim.ie is a healthy lifestyle plan. So what we do is it's making it your business to feel slim on purpose, looking at your nutrition, starting the day always with a healthy breakfast and hydration. But what we do, our coaches do, is we take people in, and whilst we work in both group and one-to-one setting, we don't just weigh and measure people, give them a bog standard plan and hook them out the door, because no two people are the same. So what we are very proud of doing is taking people in and giving them a personal body read, a health read. And that will include your body fat, your hydration, and focusing on your lifestyle choices and how your metabolism is on par with your actual age. So we educate people to look at how they eat, and we're not about cutting out anything. But we're all about balancing everything that goes in and keeping the body and the mind active. So a bit of positive thinking is clicked in there, and keeping the head and the heart and the hips going as well. So we've a really exciting plan launching next week here alongside Fiona. Yeah.
So I'm just reading some of this. Overall body composition, body fat percentage,
yes,
hydration levels, muscle mass and metabolic age.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't have a clue, to be quite honest with you.
Okay.
About any of that.
Well, what you, how you eat and what you eat are matched. They're like kind of a match made in heaven or a match made in hell. Yeah. And we want to educate people to eat smart. So to fill up the body, to nourish the body at cellular level with goodness from within. We want to make sure that people have a balanced nutrition plan. So we want to ensure that they're taking carbohydrates with the right type. And as we get older, especially, to ensure that people are taking in protein from a range of sources. Good fats to actually help you burn fat and to meet your RDA, and to ensure that we're taking our fibre intake as well. That is so important, because we think we're eating our 5 a day, and sometimes we're just skipping, and it's top heavy with fruit and stuff like that. So we want to educate people on balanced nutrition, and then the body composition, we put a diet plan or a healthy eating plan personal to the person, because no two people are the same.
Okay.
We were saying, call it drop a dress size for springtime.
Drop a suit size.
But it's drop a shape size. It's whatever your goal is personally, because health is unisex, and health is there for everybody too. And everybody has different goals with health. So it's not all about image, but it's really about that feel good factor and nourishing yourself from within.
Now, Fiona, is this plan just for the Enterprise Centre, or is it for the whole campus?
Well, it's for our own campus, of course.
Yeah.
It just so happened that the only ones interested were the ones that I work with directly within the Enterprise Centre. So I still have a target across the way in the other buildings on site that the staff over there aren't going to get away from me for too long. But ultimately, part of the objective of the campus is to bring the community, as I've said before, on site. Now, the community garden is one way of doing that. Our Enterprise Fair at the Christmas time was another way of doing that. Other types of activities we have going on the campus throughout the year. And this is just another one of those. So I suppose you could say, well, we're testing it in the centre first to see how we go, and using the staff in there as guinea pigs, just to kind of see, does it work?
Sorry.
They won't be like being called that now, but I'm sure that they don't
people
mind.
Who are willing to change.
And the neighbours and our residents out there will see me marching there, my crew around Sardis Memorial Park every lunch hour for about 20 to 25 minutes, because part of this programme is to get people active. As I mentioned before, this is phase one of what we plan to do. Phase two, then, once we're up to a certain level of fitness, as Michelle was saying, fitness is an important aspect
of this and a big key focus. So once where we've got them, you know, comfortably able to kind of do 20 to 25 minutes exercise, walking, you know, at a fairly quick pace. We have another local entrepreneur called Mick Dyer, who is now running personal training and group training sessions, fitness sessions from the centre. And he has agreed that in phase two, after the first 6 weeks, we're going to be running at least one session per evening, per week, for the people who are interested in going on to kind of further develop. And so, in other words, this isn't just a 6 week program at the end of it, that's the end. But what Michelle and I are trying to do, using the field slim methodology, is that this is a lifestyle change. It's not just something that happens for 6 weeks or 12 weeks or whatever, that this is something that it's in your consciousness and that you actually have some sort of an interest in. You become more aware of what you're eating and what your intake is. So what we're planning is that maybe if the interest is out there in the community, that we can do it again, starting at the you know, the first 6 weeks and moving people up the scale, or, you know, whatever people want to do, it's up to them. But certainly it's about activating the community, building on a lot of what's been done out there already, like you mentioned before, the stop smoking programs and other fitness programs that are out there through other different voluntary groups and organizations and through the council itself, and building on that and perhaps even being the first point of contact for people who'd like to participate in kind of a higher level of activity, and maybe look after their health and well-being long term.
Now, you mentioned the community garden there, and Michelle, I think you mentioned healthy eating as well. So are you going to try and tie in the I know the kids are growing their own vegetables and stuff like that around there. Are you going to try and tie in the...
That is actually part of our vision. My personal passion in life is to empower people to feel good, and whatever that means to you. But we know that you can't really, you know, feel good unless you're taking absolute care of yourself, and it starts at a ripe young age. So with the garden there, we really do want to encourage that when spring is in the air, the time of growth and the time of change, that we might plant some crops that are, you know, going to harvest over the coming months, and make people have that sense of community along with being healthy and coming together to feel good and to get health aware and health conscious at the same time.
Yeah, and the other thing we're going to try and do is to have cookery demonstrations. So, for example, we already have somebody who's offered to come in and cook healthy and nutritious meals, lunches and dinners, and the key to it is trying to encourage people to be prepared. Preparation is key.
Absolutely.
That, you know, that you have your menus set out in advance, so that you know the night before what you're going to have for your lunch the next day, because that's where people fall down. I know that from my own experience. I try to eat as healthy as I can, and unless I'm prepared the night before and I'm able to go to that fridge and pull out, let's say a lot of us are working, and if you're at home it can be a little bit easier, although it does have its disadvantages in that you tend to kind of be more vulnerable to snacking. But that's something that we can work on. There are things that we can substitute there for people who feel like a snack. But it is, so we are going to look at cookery demonstrations, and maybe at some point if we can work with the community garden and use some of the product there and show how, you know, you can transfer it from the field to the plate.
Okay, so this thing is starting on Thursday.
Thursday evening.
This a trial run, and then you're going to expand out into the local community, or are you hoping the local community will come in for Thursday?
I'm a person of vision and I love to plant seeds, and what I really want this to do is to encourage people to be successful. We want to just try it out for 6 weeks, like a little pilot project if you like, and monitor people's results. And there's no better form of a compliment is when people ask, oh my God, you look fantastic, what are you doing? So by growth in the community, we're hoping that it will grow legs and take off this year. It has been my passion to set up my own wellness and weight loss business, that is feelslim.ie, and it is kicking off here on Thursday evening. What we're going to do for the 6 week period is introduce everybody to health and wellness on the first night, do that full wellness profile, the body composition that we mentioned, and then on a week to week basis take them in every Wednesday night midweek, so that there's no hump day kicking in, and evaluate their results and educate them on tons of tips each week in different topics. And they're always welcome to bring a friend or bring a family member or go home and share that information, and hopefully it will form a new FeelSlim community in the area.
Now, I know my family, my daughters in particular, will probably be listening to this interview, and they're going to ask, what about alcohol? Is alcohol a big no-no?
If you are on a major mission... We're all Irish, so we're a nation of drinkers, I will say. If you're on a major mission to clean up your system or to lose a bit of weight, it's all about balance and moderation here. So, for example, I'm not going to drink for the rest until the end of January. I'm just going to give my body a break. I have overindulged at Christmas time, and I know I just want to feel a little bit of a lift within myself. But we're going to give great tips and techniques for people to be able to have balance with, you know, their social life. So the answer is no, it's not a no-no, but it's also about being mindful. Because alcohol is empty calories and you need to cut calories when you want to lose that bit of weight.
So you're not drinking until the end of January. Is that part of the Stay Dry for January campaign
I'm
that's
on
going
that,
on?
Yeah.
I personally am, Donna, because my birthday was last weekend and I celebrated in style. Yeah. That's what we do.
Well, I had a bit of a wobble now, I have to admit.
Fiona had a wobble.
I had a tough week last week.
Yeah. It's coming from a place of really good intentions, and every now and then when you want to clean up the system, we do give the body a break from the things that have toxins and alcohol is one key thing.
And it's a stress relief thing as well.
Well, it is. Yeah. But what I will say again is...
But so is walking, John.
Yes.
Is power walking and good health. So it's how you look at what causes stress and what de-stresses the body. Yeah. We're going to give loads of tips in that area.
Well, I actually enjoy walking with an iPod in my ear and listening to music.
I love it myself.
That's great.
But I think also, you know, and I've been saying this to my colleagues, that somebody will say to me, oh, I only ate that all day yesterday. And I said, well, if you really want me to sit down and analyse what that is, what you actually ate is the equivalent of a lunch and a dinner, a nutritious lunch and dinner. So it's not what you eat, it's the
how you eat and how you drip feed the cells.
What's actually in. So it's not about pointing fingers and saying don't do this, don't do that, but as people become more aware. So for example, if I was to say to your daughters that for every glass of wine that they drank, that's 170 empty calories. And if you're on it, if you're looking at trying to lose weight, for example, okay, not that this is all about losing weight, but if you want, and you're looking at a calorie intake of between 1,250 calories a day for a woman, if you have 4 or 5 glasses of wine, you're already over half your calorie intake for the day, and that's just from a few glasses of wine.
I actually saw something online there recently that the bottle of wine is equivalent to 6 donuts.
Yeah.
So there's not many people who sit down and eat 6 donuts but mindlessly drink a bottle of wine.
Plus have their
dinners. It's just about having stop and swap options
and it's
what
about
we can
having
replace
awareness.
Things with.
It's the awareness. You know, and that people, if they do want to have a drink, you know, that they're aware that this is what the effect might be. And it's okay to maybe do it once a week.
Yeah. But I like to earn my calories, Fiona, so I'll make sure that the exercise is in the bank before I fill the tank.
So do you find that some people overdo it when it comes to, especially to diet? Like, I've heard people going on juice diets for a week or whatever. And
We really essentially are about at FailSlim is all about balanced nutrition. I started off with this point is that we want people taking in carbohydrates for good energy. We want people taking in protein for holding onto lean muscle and making sure that the metabolism is alight and on fire. We talk about healthy fats, we talk about fibre. Excessive diets don't work, but lifestyle change is really what keeps you healthy. And we want to balance it and we want to introduce it slowly. So all we're doing is starting off with a healthy breakfast plan. And it's up for you. It's up to the person to where they want as to where they want to go. I don't think you can be too healthy, but we certainly aren't about an excessive mindset on any level, not at all. Gentle exercise if it's new for you.
The healthy breakfast, tell us a little bit about the healthy
what we
breakfast.
Do at FailSlim is we use a product range called Herbalife, and Herbalife is a nutrition meal replacement. So it's a calorie controlled nutritious shake that's going to nourish the body at cellular level, 220 calories with a perfect balance of nutrients to nourish the cells early in the morning. We'll encourage that people can take some, herbal tea, and we want people on a multivitamin. But what we mostly want is that people are hydrating the body first off. So first thing that should go into your body every morning is a fine big glass of water, and that you constantly keep the body hydrated through the day, because the benefits of being hydrated are just powerful, as Fiona sips another cup
So
we have our well-trained and well-in-practice. So we're just going to start off with a healthy breakfast plan, and we're going to do a nice healthy meal plan, making sure that people have healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, proper colourful healthy dinner, and 2 nutritious snacks as well. There's no starvation. You're constantly having portion control and meals into the body to make you feel good on purpose throughout the day.
So there's listeners out there now, and they're saying to themselves, I'd like to get involved in this, but are you limited in the amount of people that you can take on?
No.
So this is open to everybody in the community. And what we would like to offer is for everybody to make direct contact with us, and we will be available to do a free wellness profile with no obligation for anybody. So you can just make contact with us. You can come down on night one. You don't have to sign up. You can get your body fat test and your wellness profile and leave. Or you can decide to get on the plan when you are informed and educated. We just want to help people to change their lives for good and get healthier and happier along the way.
Yeah, give them as much support as we can, and they're very welcome if they're available when we're marching around the park every lunch hour
to tag
between
along.
One or half one, or between half one and two, whatever, to come along and join the gang and come back and have a cup of herbal tea with us afterwards in the centre.
We just want to get Coolock healthier and happier for the new year, and it's a good time to start off.
The whole community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned a free profile check. I take it there has to be a charge for this.
We want to create awareness, and the only way you spark awareness is with that old no obligation fee. So the only thing that they have to do that they are obliged to is just book that with us. Book that with us if they're not going to come on the night. But we'll give a free body fat test and health check to anybody out there. We're on a mission to get people healthy. So it has to be appealing for them to come down and to book in and slot in a time. We'd be delighted to help them. And we don't just have to do it here at the centre. I will even travel to people's homes to help them get healthy this year. I am on a mission for change. I'm on a mission for health. Yep. I'm from this area. I want, a grassroots level. We want to stay close to home. I want to help people feel happier and healthier. And for me, I'm on a healthy aging program. I want to feel as good at 50 or 40. I certainly feel better at 40 than 20. Now, I can reach out and help somebody do that. My mission will be accomplished. That's what I want to do. I want to empower people for change from within.
Right, two lovely women now on a mission.
On a mission.
To get Coolock healthy. So Coolock, watch out. So contact numbers, websites, etc.
You can directly make contact through the website, which is www.feelslim.ie. My mobile is 087 77 16515, and over to Fiona.
Yeah, and mine is 087 254 0202, or they can ring through to Northside Enterprise Centre. That's 01 867 5200.
Right, we just veered away from the feelslim.ie thing. How are things going around in the Enterprise Centre?
Yeah,
still
we're
as
very busy.
Still as busy as ever.
I'm happy to say we're working on getting our signage up as well out the front, so people will be able to locate us a little bit easier. The centre's full, and we do have some space available, and we've already got inquiries coming in for that. So it's all very positive, John. The businesses are lifting off. We have another company that we only got recently in our hot desks, and already they're looking to expand into a bigger unit. So that's really, really good. And they sell direct to the consumer. So people are beginning to spend again. And Rose Taylor, our curtain and interior design company, is out the door at work. I mean, it never slowed down over Christmas, and she's straight into it in the new year. So people start spending money on their homes, and you know that their purse strings are being loosened a bit, you know. So it's all very good.
And January is usually a fairly quiet month.
I came back to work last Monday, and it's like as if Christmas never happened.
Yeah.
I hit the ground running. And it's brilliant. I love being busy. You know, it's very motivating for me, yeah.
And Michelle, feelslim.ie, it's a website. You're not based in a premises or anything like that.
I work from home, John.
You work
Thanks
from
for
home.
Asking that okay. question. Yeah, I subsequently moved. I travelled the world for a while, and I now live in Swords. I live right beside Dublin Airport, and I work from a kitchen table. So I'm trained as a wellness coach. We're always looking for more people to come in and get trained up and to get involved in the business opportunity. That's where I do my home practice, and then I go out to the community. I train my teams in the Premier Hotel in Airside and Swords. So I'm a little bit of a versatile individual, but I'm a trained wellness coach, so I work from home.
And I'm just reading there that the FeelSlim coaches can help you improve. So there's a few people involved.
Yeah, I have over 70 coaches in my team.
70?
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah. And on a mission to grow that by 100 this year. So I'm goal-driven and vision-orientated. So hopefully we get to come back at some point and let you know that we're on track with those goals.
And it all started you're due on a CE scheme.
It actually all started with me in Coolock educating myself and taking up on all the courses that were available to me. And even I worked in the local employment service and had took on the mediator service. And and through that, I just took an interest in personal development, and that's taken me on a journey for change.
Actually, what's very interesting is Michelle reminded me that when I used to work for Northside Partnership, as you know, John, all those years ago, I worked with the International Fund for Ireland, funded what they called programs for young people, and it brought together Catholics and Protestants from East and West Belfast, and people from the Republic of Ireland. And Michelle participated in one of those programs as a young woman. And the first time we remade contact, she said to me, "I remember you. You changed my life."
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I went, "Well, that's a bit over dramatic." "No, no, absolutely, Fiona." And she said the whole objective of that program was to take me out of where I was from, bring me to somewhere where nobody knew me or knew where I was from, and just looked at me as an Irish citizen, basically. And so, in other words, there was no preconceived ideas about people, where we're from, what we do, or how we speak. I know all the discrimination factors that kick in.
And part of that amazing opportunity was I got to live in America for 3 months, and it just really opened my mind and my heart to
Pittsburgh,
life.
Pittsburgh, was it?
Pittsburgh, yeah, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh,
yeah. Never looked back since.
You know, and that, and the whole idea was to give young people like Michelle at the time the opportunity to open up their minds and look and explore the world and see what the opportunities were. And it worked.
It certainly did.
It worked.
It's a pity it's not television, because if people could see the 2 years, they'd be saying, "All right."
Oh, thanks.
And I'm very grateful for it, I must say. All those years gone. Very,
we're
very
aging.
Grateful.
I'm aging disgracefully. But
well, I'm going on a healthy aging plan myself.
I'm doing my best to kind of, you know, look as graceful as I can.
Well, we're not looking back. We're looking forward.
Yeah.
And we're really
excited. It's the only thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unfortunately, as usually happens when myself and Fiona are talking, the clock speeds.
Always.
So is there anything you'd like to add now before we finish?
We just want to invite people to pop along, to make contact and to consider.
Well, we must give the time, Michelle.
Getting healthy.
It's 7 o'clock. And it'll be in Northside Enterprise Centre, the initial wellness assessments, which are, as Michelle said, are free, this Thursday at 7. And we're on Bunratty Drive in Coolock. And it's Northside Enterprise Centre. So if anybody needs any information on directions, they can ring me or Michelle.
So it's this Thursday, the 14th, in the Enterprise Centre.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, girls, thanks very much for coming in to me. And let us know how things are going.
We'd love to come back and give you an update.
Maybe after 6 weeks.
We might even get one of our members to participate and tell you how the feeling was.
We have a little competition. We're going to be introducing it to say a little bit of incentive. So anybody, the person who drops
the best results,
they're going to get a little prize. So we might bring them in as our winner. Yeah.
Great.
They'd love that now.
Yeah, well, that'd be great.
I'd be murdered. Yeah.
No pressure for that one.
Well, anyway.
Look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Your alternative across Northeast Dublin. 90.3. This is Near FM.